Welcome to Kitzur Kitzur Up, the Simin Kuf Lamed Zion, the halachas of shaking the Arba Minim, and Hakafas the Hashanas, Sif Hey. Here the Kitzur tells us that it's usur to eat before taking the lulav. The Mishnah Berura adds any activity is usur before davening. The earliest time that you could take the lulav is in the morning right after sunrise. However, you could take it at any point later in the day. The main time to take the lulav is before Hallel, so that you could be holding your lulav throughout Hallel. There are some people, machmirim, who have the minhag to take the lulav in the sukkah in the morning right after sunrise. That's thereby shaking it at the earliest possible time, brought down by the Mishnah Berura. Rav Moshe, however, says that there's a minhag that has its roots in the practice of the Menei Yerushalayim, the old Yishuv, who would hold the lulav the entire day. Nowadays, it's better to take the lulav before Hallel. If someone's on the road and he expects to reach a destination where he'll have a lulav and esreg, so to people who live in a city where there are no lulav and esregim available and they ordered one, they're waiting for it to arrive. They have to wait until chatzos before eating, since they hadn't shaken the lulav and esreg yet. But after chatzos, they no longer need to wait because it's usur d'afmas on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed beyond chatzos. If someone is very weak, and he's going to have a hard time waiting till chatzos, he's allowed to taste a little bit of food even before shaking lulav. But if someone isn't weak, he should be machmir not to even taste food. Shaarei Tzion says that if you know a lulav and esrog is on its way, and you feel weak, then you could even eat a lot, because the person who is bringing the lulav will remind him to shake it. Next, the Kitzur says, it's mutter to put the lulav into water on Yom Tov. You're even allowed to add water to the container, but you can't change out the water on Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed, it's a mitzvah to change the water so that the lulav stays fresh and beautiful. There is a minhag on every day of Chol HaMoed to take a new set of aravos for your lulav, and that is a hiddur mitzvah, especially in places where the aravos don't stay fresh and they wither. There is a shita that we learned, if the leaves are facing down, it may even be possible, according to some opinions. Then one should definitely get new aravos. Next, the Kitzur tells us that it is usur to smell the hadasim from your lulav throughout Yom Tov, even on Chol HaMoed, even on Shabbos, since the main benefit that people have from hadasim is smelling. That's the Isser, which is set aside when you set these aside for the Arba Minim. That's what becomes Usser. However, the Esrig is allowed to be smelled on Shabbos because the main Hana'ah of fruit is eating it. Therefore, only eating is Usser when you're using it for Mitzvah's Esrig. Smelling is a side benefit. When smelling an Esrig, one makes the bracha of Anosin Reach Toiv Ba Peres. However, on the other days of Yom Tov, not Shabbos, even though technically it's mutter to smell it, one should not smell his esrog, even when he's not doing the mitzvah of shaking lulav and esrog, because there's a suffix bracha. You only make a bracha on a fruit which is meant to be smelled, since this is a mitzvah esrog, not a smelling esrog. Maybe one should not recite a bracha, therefore we do not. Shabbos, you're not going to be taking it for the mitzvah. Therefore, you can make the bracha on smelling it. The lulav is muksa on Shabbos, even l'tzarech gufay or l'tzarech mekoymai, because it's muksa. It's set aside for the mitzvah. However, the esrog, since you do have the ability to smell it on Shabbos, it's not muksa on that you may move. You're allowed to put the esrog on Yom Tov, onto that small, the soft material where it's packaging, because that material already absorbed the smell of the esrog. However, to take new fluff, styrofoam, and put the esrog in there, that would be usur, because you would be moilid reyach, imparting a new scent into that material. Ask a rav if it's ashas adchak. Next, the Kitzur says that on the first day of Yom Tov, you cannot be oitze with a borrowed lulav and esrog. It has to be 100% yours. The pasuk says, "Ulakachtem lochem b'yom harishon," and we learned that it has to be lochem. It has to be yours. It can't be borrowed. For us who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, says the Kitzer, who keep 2 days of Yom Tif because of a Safek Yom, Sveika Yom, the second day of Yom Tif also requires one to own his Lulav and Esrog. If someone gives you a Lulav and Esrog as a Matona al Menas Lahachzir, a gift, but it's on the condition that you give it back to me when you're done with the gift, that is a valid Matona, and you can be Yotze, and it's considered yours while you're using it. Even if a person gives you the Lulav and Esrog Stam, here, go ahead, you could be Yotze with it. We assume that he's giving it to you as Matona al Menas Lahachzir, and you will be Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this assumption can only be made if the person who's giving them knows the halacha that you could be yotze on the first days only if you own it. In which case, we could assume that he was giving it as matan al-manas lahachzer so that he would own it. If one's husband is not home, the woman gets a knock on the door and someone says, "Could I borrow your husband's lulav and esrog as a matan al-manas lahachzer?" Over here, it depends on the husband's attitude, on his das, whether the guy at the door will be Yotze's mitzvah. Because if the husband is very makbid about his esrog, then it would not be considered a matana. According to the Mishnah Berurah, even if the husband does not mind, and he'll be pumped to find out that his neighbor was Yotze the mitzvah with his lulav and esrog, the fact that the wife gives over his property doesn't affect a legal transfer, and the recipient is not considered the owner of that property. So if this happens on the first day of Sukkot, the neighbor knocking at the door has to go do the mitzvah again. However, the second time he should not say a bracha, since there are poskim who hold, like the Kitzer, that he is Yotze when he borrows a husband's lulav and esrog through his wife. On the rest of the days of Sukkot, a man or woman can borrow arba minim from someone else, even without asking permission for a one-time use, because we could assume that a person wants people to do mitzvahs with his property. However, if he knows that the owner is makbid and would not allow it, then the Mishnah Berurah says that it's usur. Furthermore, if using another person's dalad minim will cause the owner of this dalad minim even the tiniest loss, incurring him a loss would make it usur, and you would not be able to borrow it without asking. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save